Sebuah taman anak-anak di sekolah publik Taman Anzac di Sydney Utara tidaklah biasa. Pada hari-hari bercuaca cerah, siswa-siswi duduk di luar dan mereka jarang beraktivitas di belakang meja. Dan mata pelajaran inti seperti matematika diajarkan melalui coding.
This is a pretty comfy chair, isn't it?
Yes, because it's a beanbag chair. Normally.
Do you always go to the beanbag chairs?
Yeah. We do Lego.
And what do you do with the Lego?
You make it move by connecting it to the iPad.
Sekolah tersebut baru berdiri awal tahun ini. Kepala sekolah taman anak-anak tersebut, United Taylor Hill, mengatakan inovasi adalah fokus utamanya.
As a new school, we've been able to embrace the best of education, the best of what research is telling us is going to make the big impact on learning in literacy and numeracy. But we're able to combine that with a focus on the future.
Pendekatan baru tersebut telah menjadi pesona besar bagi orang tua bernama Wei Shou. Dan putrinya Olivia adalah seorang siswi di TK tersebut.
Seems to be that the environment allows them to grow and learn the way that they need to, instead of always just being like, you know, the one rigid way through, which is fantastic.
Sekolah publik Taman Anzac adalah satu dari banyak sekolah yang meninggalkan model pengajaran tradisional. Seorang ahli pendidikan di Universitas Canberra, Dr. Lane Hay, mengatakan bahwa inovasi tersebut penting untuk mengisi pekerjaan di masa depan.
Children are, you know, they're accessing knowledge and information at much faster rates than ever before, and it's important that the schooling process, or you know, education in general, allows children to develop the skills or what we regard as the new basics.
Dalam sebuah laporan terbaru, Komisi Produktivitas juga merekomendasikan pendekatan baru untuk dicoba demi meningkatkan kinerja siswa. Telah ditemukan selama 10 tahun terakhir bahwa pengeluaran pemerintah telah meningkat sebesar 24% di sekolah-sekolah Australia, yang mana juga berarti 14% per siswa. Namun, hasil ini mengalami stagnasi. Kepala sekolah Taylor Hill mengatakan, para guru di sekolah publik Taman Anzac sedang berusaha untuk mencari solusi bersama.
We have an outward-facing and future focus here at Anzac Park, and what we're doing is we're identifying what skills we believe the workforce of the 21st century needs. We believe that students need to have skills in creative thinking. We need them to be able to problem solve. We need them to be able to collaborate and work as a team. And by being able to provide learning experiences and facilitate learning that promotes creativity and critical thinking and those problem solving skills, we believe they will equip our students to be workforce ready.